Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Irving has to give it up. Got it back. Shot clock winding down. Three ball. Pure. A shooting clinic.
Pure TNT with the call. Mavs all over Sacramento in the second half, 132-96. They get the victory out west, and they now pull a game ahead of the Kings, all alone in the sixth spot. They are in the postseason, Bobby Belt. Not the play-in, the fake play-in. They are in the real postseason as of today.
Not just that. I mean, they are in the real postseason. They're outside the play-in window. They're sitting there at sixth, but they're also like in a legitimately attainable spot for the four seed at this point. We've all been talking about like kind of their cap being the five seed, but last 10 games, Clippers are 4-6, Mavs are 9-1. They've been able to cut five games into that. They're now just a game and a half back of the Clippers. So you're setting things up right now to potentially be in a spot to get like a home like to have home court advantage in the first round, which is nuts to think about where we were just a couple weeks ago. I mean, this the post-trade chemistry with Gafford and Lively stepping up and doing what they've done, you know, PJ Washington stepping in and playing defensively like he has, and him hitting shots last night. If he's hitting shots, that makes him really tough. The addition, like Jason Kidd realizing just how good of a fit into this rotation Derek Jones and Dante Exum are. And they've really kind of found this nice rhythm here that if not for a loss to Oklahoma City on the road without Luka Doncic, you're looking at 10-game winning streak. As it stands now, it's five. But you're looking at, you know, arguably the best team in definitely in the Western Conference over the last, you know, couple weeks here. Dallas has been fantastic. Nobody's played better than the Mavericks in recent weeks.
No, they haven't. They haven't been better. And what that means. I mean, they're clicking at the right time for sure. They do want to get up, obviously, and they've got a chance to. You got to get up. You would like to into that top three spot. That's the sweet spot. Into the top three. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough because they're going to run out of games sooner or later.
Yeah.
In order to get up there, but this is a great game for PJ Washington. Another good 3-point shooting night. Obviously, from you know Luka's standpoint and Kyrie's standpoint, they set the tone as always, but. Last couple games, he's like PJ's kind of he's on a bit of a heater right now.
Yeah, he finally started knocking down some shots the other night in Utah, and then the start he had yesterday kicks off goes 3-for-3 right out of the gate from 3-point. He was really really good yesterday. If you're getting hit contributions from him offensively in addition to what he's done defensively, that makes this team really really difficult. Now getting up to the three spot, yeah, that's gonna be
tough.
That's gonna be difficult just because of you know you talk about there's what 10 games remaining. And you're 7.5 back or 6.5 back of Minnesota. Minnesota has not struggled to the extent that I think everybody thought they would when Cat went out. But look, four is definitely a discussion now at this point. Getting up to that four seed is a discussion, and you're right there now in the thick of things with the Pelicans and the Clippers in this discussion.
This is weird. Now they're off till Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But they play in Sacramento again. It's a very strange portion of the schedule.
Yeah, they're staying out there playing against Sacramento. And then they've got another stretch where it's like they go Rockets, Warriors, somebody else, and then it's Warriors, Rockets. And so they've kind of got this odd staggered schedule here to close the year.
Stars get a victory out west against the Sharks.
Stankovic into the corner for Lundqvist. behind the net. It's Johnson and Jamie Benn. Ala Pavelski bats it out of the air. It's 4-2.
Sharks TV with the call. The Dallas Stars, a 6-3 victory over San Jose. Colorado loses, so Stars 2 clear of the Avs in the division. First place in the division right now.
Boy, it's a good time to be a Dallas area sports fan, just the way the Stars are playing right now, the way that the Mavericks have really kind of hit their stride. We got Texas Rangers baseball getting started against the Cubs tomorrow night, which you can hear right here on 105 through the Fan. Pregame begins at 6 p.m., first pitch 6:35. So it's just, it's a good spot to be in right now. And like you mentioned last night, you get the Avs and the Jets losing. Stars pick up a win against obviously a bad San Jose team, but this sets up nicely for them. And then they got their next one. Is it the Jets they've got coming up next? The Stars?
They go to Vancouver.
Is that what it is? Yeah, no. So they've got, that's what it is. They got Vancouver coming up now after they just beat the Coyotes and the Sharks in these last two games. But they're on a roll right now.
They are. They are. They're playing well. Back in first place, all alone in the division. 2 points clear of Colorado. Dak Prescott? We may not be saying his name very much longer.
Oh, we'll be talking about
him on this
radio
show. Is that what you're saying to me?
We'll be talking about him for quite a while. So the big news today in the world of the Dallas Cowboys, it's been a relatively quiet offseason.
Has it?
Chop, yeah.
Like, we haven't talked about him? Is that what you're saying?
I bet if we were to do one of those word counters of how many times we've mentioned the Cowboys, I bet it's been lower. I mean, look, Mavs are playing great. They had a big trade. Stars are playing great. Rangers are the defending world champions. There's a lot of good going on. If the Cowboys want to step back and be hands off, then we'll gladly talk about some of these others. But they put themselves back in the headlines yesterday with a report from Ian Rappaport. This is the headline at NFL.com. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is expected to play on current contract for 2024 season. And we've talked a lot, Chop, about what were the Cowboys going to do in terms of how they were going to approach this. We've kind of gone back and forth. We've heard some inkling that, oh, they could let him play this out. And then there's some of that said, no, they're ultimately going to get this done. They're getting things in order to do this or that. And this will get done. It'll get done. You know, I know Slater had said she thought a couple weeks ago that August could be a target date. Well, Ian Rappaport comes out yesterday, and this is the write-up from NFL.com. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott are prepared to play out the final year of the quarterback's contract. The Cowboys and Prescott have a mutual understanding that there will be no adjustment to his contract entering the 2024 season, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported on Tuesday, per sources informed of the plan. It was assumed the Cowboys would need to extend Prescott's contract this offseason to lower the massive salary cap figure. Ultimately, the club and quarterback decided it was best to play out the deal and figure things out on the other side of the season. Now, Nick Harris at DallasCowboys.com, he said he thinks that this isn't off the table for them to potentially work something out during the season or something else. It doesn't have to be into next offseason. And I think that if you're waiting to address this until next offseason and say, hey, we'll just wait till Dak is able to get that. And one of the things Ian Rappaport said was this sets things up, clears a pathway for Dak to essentially test free agency in 2025. I think if that's what the Cowboys are doing, then you're talking about just you need to plan as if you're moving forward without Dak Prescott, because I don't think that he will play ball with you if you let him hit free agency.
I said this earlier that I think this means that something, because this is very, very un-Jerry. This is not like Jerry Jones to put the team in a position to blow it up. But that's exactly what he is doing. Man, I think we've got an influence we have not had here since the 90s. I think. And they share the initials. I think this has got the Jimster's fingerprints all over it. Because you remember what he said?
I want to be completely clear on who we're referencing. I don't want there to be anything misunderstood here. You're saying that
this,
who?
This is Jimmy Johnson's in charge again. He's in charge again. He said, did he not say, I'm back in Jerry's inner circle? I'm basically, quote, you're jokingly saying he's on the payroll again.
Yes.
All right. He's
But you're not legitimately saying he's running the organization.
He's got the purse strings. He's the puppet master right now. That's what he's doing. He's orchestrating this whole thing.
I mean,
Jerry's going to him saying, "Jimmy, what would Jimmy do?" And he's got this WWJD bracelet on. What would Jimmy do? Mm-hmm. And he asked him, and Jimmy said, "I would put everybody on a 1-year prove it deal. Everybody, all right, and then I would reset the market. Do what we did." Now, I think where Jerry is not listening to Jimmy is Jimmy would have told him to trade all these guys. Trade Dak, trade Micah, trade CD, get about 8 first-round draft picks for the 3 of them, or 7 anyway, and then go. But this has got Jimmy's fingerprints written all over it, man.
Boy, it's a
grassy knoll for you.
Yeah, it is. The tough thing about that, obviously, is the idea that, you know, if you decided, hey, let's get some capital for Dak now. This isn't working out. Let's do some, you know, different maneuvers. That's going to be really difficult because he has the no trade clause. He has the no trade clause. He has the no tag clause.
Yeah.
He's got a massive cap number. Like, there's just a lot that works in Dak's favor. Now, if you don't want to play on those terms, fine. You don't have to play on those terms. If you determine you've got to reset things here, do that. And we're going to get y'all's calls on this coming up here at 7:20, next segment. If you want to weigh in on the future of Dak Prescott in these reports, go ahead and give us a call now, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We'll let y'all sound off on the Dak situation next segment. But if that's what you want to do, okay, have that courage of conviction. I just hope they understand
what
they're opening themselves up
there's
to.
There's a risk.
And if they've assessed the risk and said, we're comfortable with it, great. I just don't want them to believe, well, this is on, ultimately, he wants to be here, and this is our terms. This is our timetable, and we'll make it happen on our timetable.
There is absolutely a major risk they run. The risk is that you go into quarterback hell for 20 years. Now, some would say if they don't like Dak, they could say the argument they're already in quarterback hell. And the quickest way to be great is to be bad. It's not to be good. The quickest way to be great in the NFL is to be bad. Get yourself a top-flight quarterback. Now, I think they got a great quarterback already. He's not top tier, and the goal is to get the top tier of that position. You get the top tier, you can do a lot of damage, especially in the NFC. But you're going to run the risk, man. You absolutely are going to be put in a position where you have to be able to accept that you might stink for a very long time.
Well, I mean, look, for all those people who were big fans of Zeke and thought that Zeke carried Dak, And Dak was the problem. Look, you might be getting your wish. We get that news about Dak. And then Michael Gelkin late last night tweets, as the Cowboys prepare additions at running back, a potential reunion with Ezekiel Elliott or Dalvin Cook bears monitoring.
Oh, really?
So we're going to be watching that now. But okay. This is, they are in a, they have set things up. This is not just talking the talk. If they were to let this ride out, this would be walking the walk and say, nope, we're really committed to figuring out if we need to change here.
All right, we got a real quick, we have a winner, Mega Million. Somebody won the $1.13 billion jackpot last night. Not here, it was in New Jersey. And they apparently are one of the states where you can stay anonymous. We don't know who won it, but somebody's a lot richer this morning.
You can still win with the Texas lottery, though.
You could still win.
Yeah, you can win here in just a few minutes.
Yes, you can. You can get Rangers tickets.
Mm-hmm. 100
brought
level.
To you by the Texas lottery. So, big next 30 or 45 minutes, I should say. Get the commercial-free expressway next. Chopping it up. Rangers-Astros April 5th ticket giveaway brought to you by the Texas Lottery. And we will take your Dak Prescott phone calls. 877-881-1053. It's all next on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. You have reached the expressway commercial-free until 8 o'clock. We are going to give away sometime in the next 30 or so minutes a ticket giveaway to the Texas Rangers against Houston on April 5th. Brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Giving away at some point in the next 30 minutes. Got chopping it up too, but we want to take your calls on the Dak Prescott contract situation announcement that came down yesterday, where they're apparently not going to offer. They haven't offered him anything, really. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport says the plan right now is this is the Cowboys are going to play this out.
Yep.
And that there's an understanding between Dak and the Cowboys that this is where things are at. So this is, for those of you that have wanted Dak Prescott gone, like this is as this close is to a reality of, yep, or we're as close to that reality as we've been at day. Any point since Dak took over.
It is your day, 877-881-1053. Let's go to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Start us off, Jeff in Keller. What's up, man? Good morning.
Gentlemen, I gotta admit, it's kind of different without Sean this week, but you two are hitting a home run.
Oh, thank you.
And you know what? I was a little rough on Bobby, in my opinion, before, but Bobby's starting to wear on me. Chop's always been my spirit animal, but Bobby's starting to, I'm starting to identify a little bit more with what Bobby's thinking. I don't know if that scares me or what.
Hey, I'm Jeff, I'm like a fungus. I grow on you.
So I'm going to tell you this. I personally think there's several moves that can be made. I say not only do you pay Dak, I say you set the all-time market. I think he's about a $70 million a year guy. Mm-hmm. I think that you should pay Micah, instead of a workout incentive bonus, pay him per podcast, extend CeeDee Lamb, give Zach Martin a six-year reset the market deal, automatically give Jerry executive of the year, and extend Mike McCarthy. Because as a Lions fan, this is my utopia. You guys,
look, I mean, if we're able to do that, Jeff, maybe we can blow a 24-7 lead to the 49ers in the conference championship.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? I got that one coming. That was tragic.
But it was. I felt for you. I felt for you. You personally, I felt for you.
We love you anyway, Lions, Jeff. That was a good call.
I wonder what they're going to do with Goff. They've got their own decision to make.
Yeah.
On what they're going to do with Jared Goff, who's up for contract. But it's a good little troll in there by Lions fan Jeff. Jason in Dallas, you are up next. Good morning, man.
Good morning, Shabby. How are you?
Doing well.
So I don't think it's a very good idea for him to be trading or to be letting Dak ride it out, because he'll be on the lame Dak status. But my question to you is what are they going to do after Dak? Because I agree with Bobby. If you let him hit free agency, he's not coming back to Dallas.
All right. Man, I love that, because here's the you're gonna have to wrestle with this philosophically. People brought this up on the Franklin Injury Attorneys Hotline fan text.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be really good every year and fall short, or really bad every year and then one year you pop and you go to a Super Bowl? Like, I'll just be honest with you. And I'm going through this with my college basketball team right now. Tennessee basketball's never been better, ever, than the consistent run we've been on right now. We're always in the top 10-ish. We never made the Final Four. We never made the Final Four.
Rick Barnes is a miracle worker.
But this is the most fun I've ever had watching this team. I don't want – there are some fans like, man, maybe we should move on from Rick Barnes. I don't want that, man. I don't want to be bad. I value relevancy. Like, relevancy is fun when you're a sports fan.
But that also runs counter to your philosophical thought that you got to be bad enough to pick at the top of the draft and find that quarterback.
I know. It's very – look, I will disagree with myself three times a day.
Look, there's – I know people have – and I'm sure we'll hear some here in a sec. People have their thoughts that Dak can never win. I think the reality is if you're saying Dak, they're in a position to win. It takes one hot streak, whatever else. They're competitive enough that it could happen. I don't think Dak is like legitimately incapable of winning.
Lesser quarterbacks have won.
He can absolutely win a Super Bowl. The question like for you would be, can he win multiple?
Right, he can't. Like, and look, and I'm talking like what I would do versus like what I would suggest as a team builder. Like as a fan, man, just give me I want to be relevant. I love this team being 12-5 every year.
Well, and to the specific question of what do they do at quarterback? They traded for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
They could, you know, sit with that until it's time to start him, a la Green Bay with Jordan Love. I mean, they could go that route if they wanted. They could then. They're not going to be in a good enough position in all likelihood to pick a top-tier quarterback next year. They're not going to be that bad. So, I don't know. Do they play in some – see, if you're going to play in free agent waters, though, just you would think they would take care of the quarterback. But
you would think so. You would think so.
But I would say Trey Lance is the odds-on favorite right now.
To be the replacement?
If they moved on from Dak, yeah.
I mean, give him a chance, I guess. You got him. If you're going to do that, give him a chance, but – you're right. They probably wouldn't be in a position to take a quarterback unless there was a class like this year. And I don't think at this time last year, did we think this year's class was going to be as good as it is? Like six quarterbacks in the first round?
Blew up a little bit, but yeah, May and Williams were considered big time players.
John in Roanoke, my neck of the woods. What's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm going to say, been a long time, Tolo. Really enjoy the show, guys. I live out here.
Thank you.
Man, actually ran into RJ up at Marty B's one night, and sitting up there waiting on a table. My son works up there and waiting on a table, and hear some guy come up and ask for the bill. He's waiting on a table too. Says Choppy. Turn around and said, "Hey, you had to be RJ. There are not too many Choppies out there, I don't believe." But anyway,
there's not.
And what are you supposed to say? Hey, I'm on the sound off, or what you drinking, what you thinking. You know, not much conversation, but hey, man, enjoy the show. But really, really good guys. Y'all are awesome. I enjoy y'all. Listen to you.
Appreciate
all day.
It, man. Thank you so much.
But hey, can we put on Dak feelers out there? I mean, can people call and ask, I mean, what it would take? Or is that, I don't know, the NFL, you know, the rules on that or what they can do. But I mean, I just hate seeing Dak next year and us not get anything for him. And if we can, it would be that would be awesome. But I know Dak has a no trade, but if there's actually somebody willing to offer him some money in the place he wants to go, is there a chance that could happen, or are we going to be with him this year, it looks like?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, John, and thanks for the kind words. This is, I think you are looking at the fact that he has that no trade clause. You'd have to get him to play ball. That's the problem, and how willing is he to do that? Now, if the Cowboys tell him, we want to move on, is he more willing to do it? I personally, if they're saying, hey, this is it for you, I don't think he's playing ball with them at all at that point.
Right, and then you got to factor in, like, with the no trade, you know, he's going to have his basically desirable cities, and you got to look at the cities that he's willing to go to that, A, also need a quarterback. So, like, I think Dak's thumb, since that injury, doesn't play well in cold weather. So let's say Minnesota came and said, we'll give you two first-round picks for him. Even though they play in a dome, they still got to go to Green Bay every year. They still got to go to Chicago every year. I mean, those are just cold weather games you may want to stay out of. Like maybe the NFC South, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll go play for Tampa.
Here's the most cap space currently. If you were willing to get Dak to play ball with you and make some sort of a move, here are the teams that have the most cap space that could make a move for Dak right now. Patriots, Commanders, Titans, Chargers, Eagles, Cardinals, Lions. Everybody else is under $25 million. So
I could see him going to the Titans. I could see him saying yes to the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. I mean, it just depends on what he considers a fit. Is that where he wants to? I mean, that's the question.
But I'm just saying, like,
Chargers have Herbert. Eagles are going to figure it out with Hurts. Now, if the Eagles get another year into this and they go, we no longer think Hurts is the guy,
yeah,
and Kellen Moore and Doug Nussmeier in Philly,
mm-hmm,
I don't know. Maybe that does become an interest. Cardinals are picking near the top of the draft. If they don't want a quarterback, they can pick one. Same with the Patriots, Commanders. There's just not a lot of great options right now.
There's not. You're right. You're right. Dalton and Crandall. Dalton, what's up? Good morning, man. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to get straight to the point. I just think Dak is at the time in his career where he's just not – he's productive, but he's not – he doesn't have that it factor like a Patrick Mahomes. And so I think, honestly, it's time to go draft, you know, a fourth rounder maybe like we did with Dak and just put some pressure on him and make him go out there and show that he can do it. And if he can't, then – you know, like 2016, go ahead and just replace them with maybe a fourth rounder or whatever we have to do to get somebody else in there, some fresh blood, and try to get, you know, the most out of whatever quarterback we go with moving forward.
Well, Dalton, on that, like, that thought process, thanks for the call. On that thought process, like, they did just give up a fourth round pick in this draft for Trey Lance, who was obviously a top three pick in the draft just a couple years ago. So, I mean, they've already used that resource to create that potential player. That guy's right on the roster right now. But also, you got to remember, it's the chances of, honestly, if you look at the draft history, the chances of finding a quarterback better than Dak has played in the first round are not high. It's not likely, right, Chop? It's not right likely you would find. It's much less likely even still that you find one in the fourth. So if you're talking about,
yeah, that's
using
a unicorn.
It's really difficult. Dak, you don't find Dak or even, I mean, you know, Cousins or guys like that. You know, Brady is not the norm. So it'd be really tough to feel like you're putting pressure. Nobody thought Dak Prescott was pressure on Romo when they picked him in the fourth. And so, but I mean, Trey Lance is here. That's the guy that ideally you would think could create that sort of.
Yeah, and I would have no problem if they took a quarterback in this draft either. I think you should take a quarterback a lot. I'll say this.
I think if they were picking number one, if they had Carolina's pick instead of Chicago for whatever reason, I think they would take Caleb Williams right now.
And they would trade Dak, or they would keep Dak and let Caleb sit for a year.
Figure it out. Yeah, they would figure it out from there whether they can trade him or not, or it's just a sit thing. It's, you know, I think that they would make that move right now.
Chris in Fort Worth. Chris, you're up next here on the Fan. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. You guys just kind of hit on it. You know, it is really tough to find a quarterback in the draft, even if you're getting a quarterback in the first round with the way the quarterbacks have panned out the last, you know, couple years or so. So with that being said, do you guys stay with Dak knowing he's going to get you 12 wins consistently a year with the playoff success up in the air and pay him a ton of money? Or do you take the risk knowing that you could be in QB hell again from the time, just like we were towards the end of Troy Aikman's career here up until Tony Romo?
I've said this before. If I was a GM, I would take the risk to get mm-hmm. the top flight guy, you know, the Patrick Mahomes. If I was a fan, I just said, like, I value relevancy. Like, I want to be entertained. I think it would be I could not imagine being a fan of a team like the Titans. Have had bad quarterback play for how long?
Oh, gosh.
How long did Miami have bad quarterback play before Tua, between him and Marino?
Yeah, because, I mean,
in Pennington for a year. The Jets have been looking for a quarterback since Namath.
Like, yeah.
Chicago's never had a 4,000-yard passer, is that right?
Yep, never had a 4,000-yard passer, like, and they had Cutler, who liked to throw it around.
Like, guys, like, that's a miserable existence. I mean, this is every year. As a fan, I just value the the relevancy. Now, if I was a front office guy, I'd be like, man, get me out of this. I want to try to be great. But like as a fan, it's like maybe I'm content with losing. I don't know. I just see it as like sports to me is entertainment. I just want to be relevant, man. I just want to be good.
That's man, it. Here's the biggest issue for me. I obviously love Dak. I think Dak is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Like nobody has to guess where I stand on what to do with him. I understand, even if I don't agree with, I understand the thought process that says, if it hasn't worked yet, when will it? If it hasn't clicked yet, when will it? I totally understand the thought process. I disagree. I think he's capable of it, but I would pay to get it done because I think it's going to fall into place here. I think it's going to happen, but they should have beat Green Bay. They didn't. They should have beat San Francisco a couple years ago. They didn't.
Yeah, they
didn't. In 22, even though they shouldn't have necessarily beat them, San Francisco was a better football team. That you were in position, and that should have been a more competitive game. That was you should have beat Green Bay in 2016.
And if he plays this year and then he leaves, they still have money owed to him.
Yeah. In fact, Adam Schefter. Peyton, really quickly, let's play clip 12. This is Adam Schefter talking about the future of walking away from Dak Prescott potentially yesterday on the Pat McAfee show.
The time to do a deal with Dak was before free agency, and they didn't do that. So there was no cap savings. So if they wanted to go get some of these marquee free agents that were out, they're gone. They're off the street. So now they're in a situation with Dak going into the last year of his deal. He's got a $55 million cap number. If he leaves after this year, the dead cap money charge is $95 million that they're going to have to spread out.
Jeez! Yeah, which would be a new NFL record, even though
$95 million dead cap, and he leaves, and no trade clause, no tag clause. So when you're going into the last year of your contract, he now becomes the 2024-25 version of Kirk Cousins, and Dak to me is a really good quarterback. So if and when he becomes a free agent next year, Dallas may want him back, but there might be a quarterback needy team. Giants, Panthers, who knows? Like, we could go through the list right now. There'll be no shortage of suitors for Dak Prescott as a true unrestricted free agent on the open market.
Wait, it's a big number.
So if he plays this year,
because of the way they've restructured the contract so many times and pushed money off to future void years, if he leaves, those void years where the cap charges are accelerate to next year, and they all hit at the same time.
$95 million?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of dead money, Chop.
Oh, my God.
So that's another thing you have to consider, which you got to give the Cowboys credit for this. If the Cowboys are willing to do that, all right, then you're
they really
you
don't
have,
want
you
them.
Have, well, you have courage of conviction. I'll give them that. I will give them that if they're willing to sit there and do that.
Squeeze in one more. Luke and Granberry, you're up next here on the Fan.
Hey, boys. Happy hum day.
Hum day.
That's where we go, boys. Hey, just real quick. You know, my thoughts are a deal's going to get done. This is how Jerry keeps the Cowboys in the news. We're not going to sign them. We're going to let this play out. You know that there's a deal that's going to be done. We're going to keep talking about this throughout the draft. It's just going to be a huge story. At some point during the season, we're going to get this done. Now, my second question is, what's going to get done first? Is it going to be the Dak deal or RJ? Just go ahead and get married to Sarah, man. Get that thing done.
Dude,
get it wrapped up.
And I know. I'm trying.
Bobby, I love you, man. Thanks.
Oh, love you too, Luke. Thank
you. Luke, I've been trying. We keep talking about, hey, you know, where we're going to go on the honeymoon, because we'll get the honeymoon booked, because we're just going to do a courthouse thing.
Okay.
But we want to do the courthouse marriage like right before the honeymoon. We don't want to get married like today and then do a honeymoon in, like 6 weeks or 6 months. So
why? Not fresh enough.
I don't feel like it would feel like a honeymoon then.
I don't think you'd be worried about it about 6 hours into the trip. I don't think you'd be worried about, does this feel like a honeymoon?
No, I get what you're saying. But it's also one of those things like, well, we haven't done it now. Like, why ever do it?
Sure. You
know, but it would just feel like a vacation.
Yeah. It'll just feel like a vacation. We want it to feel like a honeymoon. So.
And plus, right. You get married, then the next day you go to work, or next 2 days, it wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't want to get married, then go to work the next day. That's, I don't know. Maybe, but you're right. I got to do it. It's on her, really. I've told her, look, anytime you want. Anytime you want, I'm ready. Good thoughts. Hey, great calls. Thank you so much for that. But let's say thank you to you and hook you up.
All right, Tolos, right now, call our number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of 100-level tickets to the April 5th game when your World Series champion Texas Rangers take on the Houston Astros at Globe Life Field. All of this, of course, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tickets are on sale right now at Rangers.com. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Woo! Man, I saw this. I saw this happening live, and I was like, okay, I need all the tea on this one. It is chopping it up on the fan. It was not quite the OJ chase, but it was an overhead shot of a house being raided in L.A. It was Diddy's house.
Ooh, Diddy did it.
Did he or did he not?
Well, I mean, that's the old South Park line. Did he did it? Did he already did it?
No, I know. I was doing the
play. It's a good play on words, though.
Did he not? Did he not?
Yeah, it's good. It's solid.
So, if you haven't noticed that there's been a lot of happenings around both of Diddy's, P. Diddy's, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him, Sean Combs, Sean Puffy Combs.
Yeah.
Sean Diddy Combs. Around his houses in both Miami and L.A. Now, apparently, he lives mainly in the Miami house. He was nowhere to be found. Mm. Police raided both of those houses. Now, this looked like straight up military to me. Did you see this overhead shot?
Yeah.
This looked like military. They brought a couple of people out in handcuffs. And they weren't arrested. They were just detained there for questioning. But
his sons were apparently there.
His sons.
He was not.
Federal agents with the Homeland Security raided the two houses because he is facing a string of accusations. He's 54. He has strongly denied all these. But they're saying the accusations as money grabs are baseless and sickening. That's what he has branded them as. He has not been formally charged or accused of any crime at the moment. Now, these lawsuits, here's what happened. Cassie Ventura filed a lawsuit against him in November. She accused him of sexual assault in 2018, beating her, demanding she carry a firearm to make her uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is, and then forcing her into unwanted encounters with male men of the evening, if you want to call them that. The lawsuit was settled a day after she filed it for an undisclosed amount of money. So that lawsuit was. The slew of allegations against him date as far back as the 90s when he founded Bad Boy Records in the early, I think it was like 1991.
Take that.
This was all filed under the New York Adult Survivors Act, which allows a one-year window for adult victims of a sexual assault natures to come forward with civil claims regardless of the statute of limitations. So she said that she was trafficked, beaten, and assaulted by him on many occasions over a 10-year period. There are others that have come forward. Rodney Lowrod Jones filed this at the end of February, saying he was subjected to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy at Diddy's direction and enforced to engage in relations with the workers that he had hired, the men and women of the evening, saying that he was sexually harassed, drugged, and threatened for more than a year. So what happened with Diddy? When he gets wind, the police are going to raid his home.
Mm-hmm.
He gets on Air Diddy. On Air Combs.
Just jet sets out of there?
Air Puffy. And he jet sets out of there. He was in Barbuda. I don't know where that is. Is that Antigua?
Sure.
But there's there's a flight log of him going out there. And he is like, you see it like he's in the Caribbean, man. He is like, getting out of this thing. So I don't know what the next step is with this. This is wild.
Yeah, this is.
Just going back to the early 90s.
Man, this is when it becomes, when the accusations get widespread like this, starts getting more and more difficult to just think like, oh, somebody's getting railroaded or somebody's getting set up by something. Like, for instance, you know, we've been talking about Dak in the last, you know, several segments. But if the stuff going on with Dak right now, the accusations against him, and it was like, four of them came out in the like next month after the initial one came out, we'd all probably start going like, oh, okay, this does not look good. It's tough to just believe that this is a bunch of people conspiring together to take him down and to just get an easy payday or whatever it is. And so this thing with Diddy is, it's not good, man. This is the bad meme that's going around, though. You remember Biggie? Biggie had that lazy eye. Notorious B.I.G. always had the lazy
eye. I do remember who Biggie is, yeah.
People have been posting this photo around social media of Biggie in the studio with Diddy. They're like, Biggie didn't have a lazy eye. He knew what Puffy was about. He was just keeping an eye on him.
Keeping an eye on him. Jeez. Man, because there's always been rumors. Like, you know, Diddy's had a history of rumors, not like in this nature necessarily, but people have always loved to have the conspiracy theory that he was behind one of the, you know, of the, you know, the East West violence. And
yeah,
you know, there's always that conspiracy, you know, him and Suge were, oh, they were behind Tupac and Biggie's deaths. And I don't know if that was ever true, obviously. I mean, the courts say it's not, so I say it's not. But like, we'll never, it's one of those things that obviously you never know, but people love to throw those things out there.
He's,
that's not fair to Diddy, especially if he didn't do it.
Yeah, but I mean, he's obviously, Diddy's had a lot of legal issues over the years. And a lot of, I mean, there have been.
Now, when you are in his, to be fair, when you are in his position, you are going to have people that are trying to get something out of you. So they are going to come at you here and there, right? I think you'd have people here and there trying to come at you and bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
But in a situation like this, I mean, you got a lot of people here all bringing up very similar accusations over a widespread years. And then you have somebody who was in a relationship with him for 10 years. And said this. I mean, that's okay. Now we're getting to the point where it's.
I mean, he's had his legal issues. They're not even just specifically with this. He's obviously had different points assault charges. He had weapons charges in '99 for gunfight that was that had occurred at a club when he was dating Jennifer Lopez. And so, I mean, he's had his legal issues for sure. And so, this is just a different variety and a serious step up in seriousness.
All right, so that's the Diddy stuff. Okay, next, let's go over to Elon. Let's go to Elon Musk, who bought Twitter in October of 2022.
Have you adapted to calling it X yet, by the way? Or is it still Twitter?
I just call it Twitter.
I can't, like, whenever people say X, formerly known as Twitter or whatever else, I just, it's like, come on, just call it Twitter. That's what we're all calling it still, I feel like.
Market analysis companies are saying that it is going the way of MySpace. Traffic's down 18% year over year. The user base is down 23% from when he took over. Now, the question you got to ask yourself is how many of these are bots that they got rid of?
Yes, but bot usage also blew up under Elon.
I thought that was like the thing that he was like, that's why he didn't want to buy it at the end, is the big thing was he wanted to see what its actual value was, because if a lot of the users were bots, then it doesn't really have any value.
I mean, that's, yeah, but I mean, the bot usage blew up. I know there's been numbers that say, look, I don't think it's clearly not been the death of Twitter that everybody said it was going to be with him just coming and doing certain things. It's obviously different, and it's not the same platform that it once was, but I mean, it's still by far the one I use the most. It's the one I use the most to check on news or find out what's going on or anything mm-hmm. else. And so,
like 32% drop in global advertising reach, with the plunge in users. And you know, what is Threads? Threads is impact right now. Is Threads like, does anybody here have Threads?
I don't use it at all. Peyton,
anybody use Threads?
Never hopped on that.
Ryan, do the children use Threads at all?
Ryan does not.
Ryan's hip. So yeah. If Ryan doesn't use it, I don't think it.
Jared does. Sandler has one.
Yeah?
I know people a lot of times.
Slater got one too.
You can have, I mean, I guess having one and using it is different, right?
At another point.
Like, I have a TikTok. I don't really use it. I browse. You
should. I scroll with it.
I scroll TikTok. I don't actually post on TikTok.
The problem is they linked those up. So if you ever started a Threads account, like your Instagram is now tied to it. And if you can't shut down your Threads account without shutting down your Instagram or something, crazy. Even though they're two separate platforms, it's not like it cross posts. That's how I know that most people I know of who still even kind of use it don't use it as its own platform. They use it for like syndication of their posts. Like they're posting whatever they took on Twitter, they're putting it over there and doing things like that.
Well, you're going to love this next one, Bobby. The Department of Justice is after Apple.
Oh, really?
Yes, they are.
Why? What did they do now?
So they're saying that Apple is basically what they're doing, this is all about iMessage. They're saying Apple uses an illegal monopoly to ensure the iPhone's dominance, which, let's be fair, it does. It absolutely does. Keeping iMessage proprietary and encrypted and just for the Apple sandbox absolutely makes it a monopoly of dominance.
Dude, that is...
Because that is the number one reason why, like, no kid, no 12... When I told my kids I was going to get them a phone, and I told them I'll just get you this Android, they would not... They said, I'd rather not have a phone. They do not want to be a green bubble people. And they're saying the green bubble thing is... So devastating to Samsung and LG and all those that it's created a monopoly, and now they are so this they've is like, lost. This is a big loss here.
So this is essentially what, like antitrust?
Is yeah, that what something saying? Like that. Yeah,
but I mean, like it's man to me
unfair tactics.
What is? I want to know because you're Mr. Like, oh yeah, the iMessage. That's why it's worth it to switch over to the phone. The Android's a better phone. But or the Samsung's a better phone, whichever one you take. I can't remember which side you take. But
Samsung's a better overall phone.
Okay, so you say, but you're like, the iMessage is worth it. Why? What is worth it about it? What is so radically different about it that you like it so much? Is it you're talking about the large attachments that you can send like to people who have iMessage?
It's just easier. Like, if I want to share a photo with Sarah, I just airdrop it to her. Or text messaging, I text on my computer.
You can FaceTime.
I don't really care about that. I know you care about that. I don't care. Yeah.
But again, it's just because the majority of people have Apple. Like,
right, that's it.
Samsung does it too to the other phones. They both have, like, it does it to the same brand of phone. So it's not like that's some, like, unique thing that Apple does. It's just other people have the iPhone.
Can you FaceTime an LG phone?
Yes.
It was on the Android network. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right on that. But also, like, I could share videos, live videos. So with me, with the kids... They play baseball. They're like, hey, can you send me the video? I'll take videos of my son. Hey, can you send me videos of me hitting? It's just easy to send.
I can do that with Android, too.
Not to an Apple.
Right. And that's just the thing. People always, like, all these Apple users out there think, like, the blurry Android videos. Yeah. You only think that because, like, they don't interact with each other and it compresses it. But the video is actually better on the Android.
Absolutely.
It's a better video than the iPhone.
It's overall, the Samsung is a better phone. But it doesn't have the iMessage, and that's what they're saying, the unfair practices of keeping other companies down.
I thought of all the things that were going to trigger me today that we're going to talk about. It was going to be DAC stuff. Yeah. And here it is. This has gotten me more
this
upset
has gotten
than
me more
else.
Upset. Man, we didn't even get to Boeing. We didn't even get to the Boeing having three CEO, three top execs.
We can do some of that at 8:20.
Down. We didn't even get to that because we got this is getting wild, man. And we got to have a bridge update. We got to find out exactly what is happening with that bridge in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge that collapsed yesterday. But Clarence Hill, Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Clarence E. Hill from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram to talk about Dak Prescott and all things Cowboys next on 105 Through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.